We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Ted Jeff on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes got the foods at World Cup stadiums around North America. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Want to wish my best friend Matt an awesome happy birthday. Can we get some dirty Germans on what he should do for the big day? Thanks, guys. You all are awesome. That from Justin in Renton.
Yeah, this one is very simple. You go out, you buy yourself an apple pie. You warm it up in the microwave for 15 seconds. And then you put your penis in it.
Yeah. If it was the other time of year, I'd say you get a pumpkin pie.
No, that's too good.
Yeah.
Do not run the pumpkin pie.
It's almost warm enough for key lime pie.
Yeah, beware the citrus.
If you had to put it in one, what would you put it in?
Being from West Virginia, pumpkin.
Walked into that one.
I'd go meringue.
Yeah. I think it may be like a chocolate.
Some chocolate bun?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, as we watch the U.S. advance in the World Cup, I celebrate my last year in my 40s before I trip over the hill into my midlife crisis. If I could get some advice from the captain and Coach Ted about preparing for my 50s and some dad jokes for Miles, it'll make the day even better. From your loyal listener since your first day on the buzz, that from John.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. You know, the first one of us mascots to reach their 50s is Little Baby Cub Quaker Roots Man. And we used to ask him, what's your secret? He opened his pants and he says, look, every year my birthday in my 50s, he trimmed his pubic hair into a different shape. It's kind of like people doing origami, so to speak. Right now, it's a screeching eagle because it's America's 250th anniversary. Miles. He's a patriot, you understand? So that's what I would do if I'm you. Maybe not the eagle, because I'm pretty sure he actually has a trademark on his pubic hair shapes. But feel free to experiment and have fun. Crunch berries.
All right. I know who this guy is. I'd say stay active in your 50s, but given your career choice, you got to have no option. So I'm a mail delivery guy.
Oh.
Second of all, I don't know. Maybe invest in a small company called Advil.
Jesus. All right, some dad jokes for you. All right, here you go, John.
I asked a lady if she was interested in experiencing the best sex in her life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
She said no. I said, cool, because you're talking to the right guy.
Life is a lot like flying a helicopter.
How so?
I don't know how to fly a helicopter either.
All right.
A couple more. My autopsy club meets tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
It's open mic night.
Three pregnant women are in the waiting room waiting for their first ultrasound.
Okay.
The brunette says, I know I'm going to have a boy because my husband was on top. Redhead says, I know I'm going to have a girl because I was on bottom. The blonde says, oh, no, I'm having puppies.
I haven't had one of those ones in a while.
Yeah. Fellas, today marks the beginning of my 41st trip around the sun and the first time in 11 years of being a faithful listener almost every weekday afternoon on my commute home. I actually remembered to send in my own birthday shout out. I've thought about this a lot and I believe I have the perfect soundbite compilation. So, can I get a bong rip, an uh-oh look out, a fart medley, and you guys talking all over yourselves about the best and worst parts of being 41? Thanks for always making me laugh. Cheers, Fecholas. That from Allie in Tacoma.
Uh-oh, look out.
That's the one to kill. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us, can I get a birthday shout out for my husband, best friend, baby daddy, and one of your most loyal listeners, John? His 49th trip around the sun. He's feeling a little old this year. Needs a little motivation to keep him moving. Maybe a CPAP. But in the meantime, could you give him a nice big old bong rip? Any of your penis is too small. Much love and happy of all birthdays from his redhead Greek goddess wife and his beautiful actual Greek daughter in University Place. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I like he sent in one and his wife sent in one.
Is that what happened?
It's a lot of love there for John. Okay. Attaboy, John.
All right, John, take when you can get it.
Thanks for the stories over the years.
Okay. 49 years old.
49.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. BG.
Yaza Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. The subject, D-baggery. Guys, catching up on the podcast on Odyssey, want to share my D-bag story. When I was working as a dog groomer, there was a lady who was extremely particular about how she wanted her Shih Tzu to look.
All right.
She brought the dog, what was essentially a diagram filled with arrows and at least 20 different notes showing us what the dog should look like.
Oh, my God.
She brought her dog in a few times, but eventually she threw a fit about how we never do it right and left. I assumed I'd never hear from her again. Then, to my surprise, she calls me maybe an hour after she left and wants me to tell her how to groom her dog so she can now do it at home.
Nah.
I said, lady, this is how I make a living. I'm not going to sit on the phone and walk you through how to groom your dog, especially when you don't even like the way I do it anyway. So I hung up on her. A few other things this lady did during her brief time with us. She accused us of stealing her special shampoo she brought in just for her dog because she couldn't find it and had to buy more. She was also always late for appointments and told us it was because her husband was a disabled vet. So getting there was kind of difficult. Well, one time when picking her dog up, her husband was with her. He was not disabled at all. In fact, he looked more able-bodied than she did, as she was quite a large woman who kind of waddled when she walked. That from the lovely Casey.
And of course, she had a little Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of funny.
Yep.
Cut my Shih Tzu's hair.
Waddle while you walk.
Waddle while you walk.
Oh, as far as what you were asked to remove. Bacholas, I was around fifth grade. I loved Twisted Sister and wanted to wear my Twisted Sister shirt to school. Mom not having it. So, of course, I put it in my bag. Change into it when I get to school. She'll never know. However, this was school picture day. So now we have a school picture of me, and right under my face is a big picture of Dee Snider's face on the front of my shirt. Awesome. And rock on, fellas. Love you. That from the lovely Sarah.
That's a tough one.
Oh, yeah. School picture day. Like,
I mean, it's one thing if you're, like, defying your parents and just like, I'm going to wear this shirt.
Sure.
But school picture day, you rocked it? Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't matter now, but that mom had basically and could give you crap for the rest of your life.
Nicknames, Ol' Amigos. Two nicknames I was given interchangeably in high school were Cupcake and Little Debbie. Yeah, sure, I was a little shorter and chubbier than most. I played football through junior high. Upon reaching high school, ready to play football again. Those were the nicknames given to me by the seniors and the varsity team. Fast forward, working at a hospital, an awesome anesthesiologist always called me Zick due to my last name. So there you go. That from...
Zick or from Zit?
Zick. Z-I-C-K.
Ah, okay.
Man, my high school Damatha posted that picture I took with four other graduates, one of them, one of the Looney brothers. And it was funny, somebody commented, it was like, Tiny!
Jesus, man. Right.
I graduated in 99.
Yeah, it's never
going away.
And this one on relationships ending. Guys, I once dated a hot blonde from West Virginia who was so dumb. How dumb was she?
How dumb was she?
At one point, my friends convinced her that Canada's Parliament building was made out of ice, and they just switched to a 24-hour clock to a 20-hour clock since it's darker up north, which she accepted without questioning. She also believed the beaches were only on ocean coast. So we told her the beach my family was on Lake Michigan, was on the Indian Ocean, which made sense to her because Indiana was nearby.
Oh, of course.
Last straw was when we argued about what animal ground beef came from.
Oh, my God.
She fully believed that ground beef could come from any animal whatsoever. When I brought up this argument at a friend's house, my buddy's wife agreed with her. My buddy and I locked eyes and silently acknowledged that we were both with complete morons. We were both single shortly after. Love the show. That from Kevin.
I will say, until I went to Chicago as an adult, the idea of a beach on those lakes, it was unfathomable until I saw it.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, I guess I believed it,
But, I mean, as a child, that is one thing. Like, is any movie or TV show you see?
I was 21 when I went to Chicago.
Jesus, man. Never mind.
And finally, iPhone in the water is the subject. 1 month ago, my dad, my daughter, and myself were having a wonderful day on a boat on Lake Washington. We came back to the marina. I asked my daughter to clean the goose poop off of the dock. Well, she was FaceTiming with her friend while brushing the poop off the dock with my iPhone.
Mm.
She dropped it in the marina while I was tightening the lines. iPhone 14 Pro Max. As soon as she dropped it, she started tearing up. I ran to give her a hug and said, it's okay, it's just a phone. It was an accident. While in my head, I'm thinking, all my photos and videos from Tokyo, Vegas, Samoan Islands are on there. Anyway, I ended up upgrading to an iPhone 17 Pro Max. $1,400.
Jesus, man.
$1,400.
No, thank you.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now... Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Miles, thrill. Have you caught the World Cup fever yet?
Yeah. I'm watching it every single day.
Thrill? You seem like you're still a little...
We got a World Cup cold. Yeah. Not quite a fever. Warming although up. We plan to get involved this evening.
Oh, excellent.
Been a little more fever pitch, I think, in the Hill household.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, tonight's a fun game, too. Can't lose.
Well, sure.
All right, so I think most people don't know this. The United States isn't the only host country, right? It's basically North America. So Mexico's doing some hosting duties. So is Canada. So some of these foods, we have some crazy foods, and then kind of just different foods from different areas.
Okay.
What do you want to start with? Crazy foods or kind of the... International foods.
I want to hear the regional stuff, because I'm curious, what is Canada doing?
Okay, all right. Up in Toronto, you have a bison Byrani, spices from the subcontinent, meat, Canadian prairie beef. B-I-R-Y-A-N-I.
I don't know that Canadian prairie beef is really a big sales pitch for me.
I think it is.
I'm sure it's good. I'm just saying the name. If I saw it on the menu, like, ooh, babe, they got Canadian prairie beef.
Was it like bulgogi or something?
No, biryani?
No, I mean, as far as what it, like, its presentation. Is it just, like, shaved beef?
I don't know. I mean,
grilled?
The grains swell, the meat stays tender, the whole pot sings louder than any chant, is what they say. A single spoonful will feel like a gold celebration on repeat.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if a lot of people realize how the massive, Indian influence in Canada.
Oh, God, especially in Toronto.
Correct. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have specifically sports announcers for hockey. But they're all, you know what I mean? They just had a huge influx of those immigrants, and they love it. But they're the only ones. I'm going to screw this up. I don't know which language they're speaking, but I don't know. Hindu?
Just say Indian.
Yeah, okay.
I know that's not what it's called, but I'm not sure what it is.
All right. Now, Vancouver, you will know what they're
saying. Salmon.
Let me give you a hint.
Right. Oysters.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty generic.
Poutine.
Canadian thing, but think of like
Tim Hortons,
like West Coast. I mean, think about us in Vancouver. It makes sense. You're right. It's poutine, but it's a specific kind.
Crab poutine?
No.
Damn.
Plant-based poutine.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Fries. Vegan cheese curds.
Vegan cheese curds? That ruins it already.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because they're not cheese curds. It's a curd.
Is that going to melt?
Ew, man.
It's a soy curd.
Oh, I would be pissed if I traveled around the world and you're out for me like vegan, like that's your big thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go down to Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Lemon pepper wings.
All right. Not lemon pepper, but you're right on chicken wings. Jerk spice chicken wings.
Ooh, okay. Oh,
I'm down with that.
Yeah. As I say, they say wings bathe in an authentic Jamaican jerk seasoning. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Smoked over that hickory. Drizzled with a raspberry glaze.
Man, if you can do jerk right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I think jerk chicken...
Atlanta's going to get
it very, very close to just making it so hot you can't eat it.
That's my issue.
If you have a wet spice with jerk, which typically you rub chicken with...
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be extremely careful.
Correct.
Fire your ass up.
But here's the thing. It's Atlanta. They're going to get it right. And two, in Atlanta, they don't care if your mouth burns.
No.
No, they don't. But for me...
right. You and I might be a little different, but yeah.
All right, now Seattle, we're kind of famous for the Seattle dog.
Of course.
Do you know what they're offering for this one?
Is there some new topping on it or something like that?
Yeah, I would say think of our influence here. Miles actually brought it up earlier.
So Korean barbecue hot dog?
Kimchi glazed corn dogs. Traditional corn dogs get a Korean twist. Fermented kimchi glaze, a hint of gochujang, and a crunchy exterior.
I mean, look, they took fair food from Kansas.
I would try it.
All right,
it doesn't sound bad, but it's just like, okay.
But Korean corn dogs are a different beast. Some of them have like cheese on them. And like,
have you had Korean corn dogs? Or
I've seen photos of them. All right. I have never gotten involved, but it's like a whole new thing.
All right, okay, I'll give it a try.
And they take it up a level.
Yeah, like I said, I would absolutely try it. It sounds underwhelming, but I'm sure it's very good.
I haven't had a corn dog in a long time, right?
Even the minis.
That's a lie. I had a mini corn dog Tuesday night.
That's a long time.
Two days ago, man.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't had one in a long time. It's been a 48
hours. Been a minute. You probably used to have any pooped it yet. It's still in you.
Okay. I was thinking corn dog on a stick, but yeah. You're right. Mini corn dogs. God.
How many did you have?
Well, there was an order of eight, so I had four. We split it.
That's a lot.
You had four corn dogs and did not remember them 48 hours ago.
Jesus Christ, man.
I know where you were then. You know what? That's where I had my most recent one, and that's why.
Well, they just added it to the menu.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
God damn it.
Jesus.
All right.
Wait, Tuesday.
It's in my lower intestines right now.
Well, right. Mini corn dogs don't count as a corn dog.
Yes, it does.
It's just mini.
It doesn't have a stick.
A foot-long hot dog is still a hot dog.
Right.
If you went home and you ate little cocktail weenies, you're just eating hot dogs. That's what
I'm saying. Are they in cornmeal and deep fried?
No, they're just naked.
Well, no, of course.
Oh, no, the corn dogs, yeah. I mean, they're corn dogs, Dad. They're just small. It's like a miniature horse. It's like still a horse, man.
It's like a slider. It's still kind of a hammer.
Right.
I guess you're right.
Jesus.
I guess I just...
2 days.
Two freaking days.
That's been a long time.
Well, I was very confident.
I slept twice.
I was like, man, I haven't hunkered down on a corn dog. What about mini ones? Well, yeah, sure, those.
Yeah. Tuesday.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, not even last month. Like 2 days ago, man.
Tuesday. Anyhow, the Korean corn dogs are a whole different thing. I kind of like this one. In Mexico City... You can get a saffron-infused tostada.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. If you know what saffron is, then there you go.
I like saffron. They should serve their churros, man. There's a place in Mexico City, I guess they have the world's best.
Yeah.
And we accidentally found, a friend of ours is like, dude, if you can find it, go to this place. I don't know what you know about Mexico City. It is massive, so you don't just find anything. But we were looking for something else entirely. My wife taps me, and she's like, that's the place.
Oh, nice.
We got more churros than any human being should. And trust me, the kids were involved. We took them all down. They are so freaking good, man.
What else was on there? It's kind of interesting. I like down in Houston, you get a coconut lime aqua fresca.
I'm not big on them. My wife loves those things.
I'm big on them now.
Really?
Yeah. But I couldn't find one Saturday when I was down at Burien at their street fair. But I did have a michelada.
What's a michelada?
I don't have to say it like that.
Yes, you do.
It's like a giant thing of beer with, I want to say, tomato juice. And then they line the rim with, tahine. And there might be a little, what's the red sauce they put in, the aqua fresca? It's kind of, thicker. It almost looks like a hot sauce, but it's not.
All right.
They're delicious, man. You can lick the tahine off the
Tahine's
rim.
Tahine's the best for a margarita, too.
And they, if it's salt. And generally, a michelada is going to be bigger. So, the bottle of Pacifico is sitting in there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's some of the crazy foods they have. Let's see. Down in Miami, you can get fancy AF tots.
Fancy AF tots.
Three fried hash browns topped with caviar, crema fraiche.
I'm guessing.
F-R-I-C-H?
Yeah, fresh.
Right.
Fresh.
And chives. How much do you think that cost you?
$50?
$75.
I was going to say, the caviar is the...
Hash browns with caviar.
I'm
a little bit ghetto. I'm a little bit rich.
If you're really eating caviar, you're like, man, we really could use some hash browns right
That's
now.
What...
that would elevate this.
This is a new thing where caviar is having a massive moment, not just with the ultra rich, but all the food influencers. And it's we're doing bumps of caviar. It's look, I've had caviar.
It's not great.
It's not that great.
You know what?
But it's like having Alaskan king crab and I got to have Vienna sausages with this.
It just doesn't make any sense to put those two things
together. Hash browns.
Let's see. Up in Vancouver, you can get a maple bacon smoky.
Makes sense there.
It's a smoked sausage topped with bacon onion jam and maple syrup.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Also in Vancouver, besides the plant-based
Besides the bull ass.
Right. Poutine. You can get short rib poutine.
Ooh. Okay.
That sounds
now
good.
We're talking.
Yeah, exactly. That would be super delicious.
I'm in for that.
What else do they have? Ooh, the Twinkie Cheeseburger in Los Angeles. It's a cheeseburger topped with bacon-wrapped jalapeno, stuffed with brisket and cream cheese.
Okay.
So this is of a Texas Twinkie-inspired, not like Twinkie the Kid
see,
Twinkie.
I can see them cutting a Twinkie down the middle and putting a hot dog in it, but I don't know how
I bet you could put two little Smokies in there.
I bet you could.
But why would you?
I just won't remember eating it.
Right, well, Texas Twinkie is basically what they're doing, right, with the bacon-wrapped jalapeno, the brisket, and the cream cheese.
God, that sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, I know. There's a lot really of good stuff. And then I like this one. They just add this to the list, too. They go, lastly, worst of all, these are kind of ridiculous stuff. $20 beers, as they say. In Mexico, for example, minimum wage is around $18. So you're paying more for a beer than you are
for it. Paid, right?
Yeah. Well, at least their minimum wage is higher than most places here.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a guy traveling. I forget where he was from, but he was in Atlanta. And he's just like, why are your concessions so much cheaper? So it was like the third game. Because Atlanta, again, they do a great job. Of specifically having like affordable items. They have crazy stuff too, right? You can spend $25 and some.
But you can also not, right? They give you the option of not going broke.
Correct.
Hear that climate pledge?
Well, the thing is, and nobody wants to hear this. Well, nobody on the business side wants to hear it because they can't get their head out of the mud. Atlanta, again, they offered all that and they found out they made more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because more people spent money.
And more people came to show up because they could afford it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a blank idea. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Gentleman dead.
Yep.
Thank you. The numbers are in. The state that leads the nation in bed bugs. Michigan.
Really? So they like the cold.
I have no idea why.
So damn youpers.
Has anybody here ever experienced bed bugs?
I have not.
I
mean, knock on wood.
Ted?
No.
I'd like to keep it that way.
Right? There was like a 1 in 59 chance in Michigan that you were likely to encounter bed bugs. And I thank God I haven't experienced that.
Well, as soon as I bought my new mattress, the guy said, this liner will keep bed bugs from being there. It's like a plastic thing that you zip around it.
And that's all you got to say?
I was like, give me one.
I mean, honestly, man.
I'm buying a new mattress for thousands of dollars anyway. What's a $30 cover?
Like 10 years ago, maybe, is when I found out bed bugs were real. I'd only heard the reference, you know, good night, don't let the bed bugs bite, whatever. I thought it was something stupid the parents said. Then I found out bed bugs were real, and I'm like, Jesus, man. Okay.
100% the same. I always just thought it was something people said.
Yeah.
That's one thing that if I ever encountered it, this is non-negotiable. I need to be able to be comfortable and know that there's not creatures in the bed with me.
I think that's fair.
I think that would just, I would sleep on the floor. I can't do it.
Then you get floor bugs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Those are just called cockroaches. Apparently, one of the quirks of Gen Alpha is they're speaking Minionese.
Which generation is Gen Alpha?
That's the one that is now after Gen Z.
Children. Can we just call them children?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, at this point, you don't get to generate. I think you get a generation when you turn 18 and you start taking responsibility for yourself. Right now, you're a kid. But either way, Minionese, what are they, just imitating the Minions?
Right. They're speaking the language of the Minions, which is a mix of, what was it, like Russian, Korean, Spanish. It's a mixture of a lot of different languages. And so it's usually just a one-off word.
A lot of times kids talk like that anyway. Believe it or not, Mike, when they do these Minions movies, depending on, even though they speak gibberish as best we can tell, they actually change the vocal tones depending what country they release it in. Because I said, look, the thing about the Minions, when we watch it in States or Canada, maybe Australia, you can get a sense of what they're talking about. Not word for word, but you get an idea. And they said you would do the same thing like in Japan, but because they inflect different than we do here, it made absolutely no sense. So they realized...
It's all just based on the inflections of the language.
Right.
The
no, they never speak an actual language, but they do the inflections right, depending on the country.
So Australia, they got more of a good day, mate, kind of a roll
that,
to it.
Right. They're going to sound a little more like that. Russia, they would probably just don't smile or something.
I like that. That makes perfect sense.
I don't think they knew until they released the first movie, and they realized, like, Because everyone likes the Minions. You can like or not like the Despicable Me movies, but the Minions, you can even watch a commercial and you chuckle, right? And they realize, yeah, like, they're just not testing well. And somebody said, man, just change the inflection to whatever the native tongue is there. And sure enough, they're as popular around the world now as they are here in the States once they change the inflection.
Because nobody could get the inflection. That makes perfect sense. Let's see here. Several Georgia beaches are suffering from elevated levels of fecal bacteria.
Yep.
Is this
poop going in the water from sewage? Three of their more pristine beaches. You have to remember, Georgia does not have that much coastline.
Right.
You take outside of Savannah and a couple of islands out there. So it's very highly concentrated with people. And all that poop just flows out of that area, you know, into the water.
I like how they say elevated. Because what that really means is, doesn't matter which body water you get into, there's fecal matter in it.
As far as the East Coast, it's also kind of in a little mini elbow of the East Coast. So it kind of cuts in where Savannah is, down through South Carolina, then goes back east on Florida. So you're in a little bit of a pocket that, you know.
A poop pocket.
Yeah, that doesn't get a lot of.
Poop pocket.
Current.
A toilet bowl, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Now, I'm going to give you guys a 50% chance of success on this one. Thrill, you currently hold the record, hold the title. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter J, okay?
Jackass. This means
showing or influenced by feelings of distrust, distaste, or hostility. A J word meaning showing or influenced by feelings of distrust, distaste, or hostility.
Jaundiced.
Bam!
Wow! Jeez, a whiz. Unbelievable.
Wow.
To me, jaundice was like something you didn't want your kids to get, but it wasn't going to kill them.
Yeah.
And then jaundiced with a D somehow. Right, it's a different application altogether. Okay.
Influenced by feelings of trust, distaste, or hostility.
That's impressive.
That is.
I just start saying that in meetings. Steve. Are you okay? I'm just jaundiced.
Cambridge, Massachusetts is considering changing their liquor laws to only allow bars to serve one drink every 30 minutes per customer.
No, come on, man.
Well, what, you're just trying to take money out of people's pockets that are in business?
Yeah, if I'm a bar, I'm pissed. Like, look, man, people are going to be irresponsible, but inevitably that is the decision that they make. Mm-hmm. It is not on me to police
people.
The
won't go drink
from
there.
The people.
They'll go to a different neighborhood.
Yeah.
You'll walk two blocks over to Somerville.
Right. Something.
Come on down to Somerville.
I mean, also, like, I get it in theory.
I get
it. But also, sometimes, like, I don't know, like, I'm sure everybody in this room does it. Me and my brother are famous for it. If we order pizzas, we will go wherever we're going. We will go sit at the bar at the pizza place or the bar near the pizza place. So we might be there for half an hour, 40 minutes, and we'll put down two beers in a shot.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is, like, look, you already have laws on the books. You know, the bar don't overserve, right? All this kind of thing. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. Different bartenders operate in different ways. But, like, don't force them to do that. And, look, if any bartender thinks you're about to cause an issue, they're going to stop and boot your ass out.
Correct.
Because they don't want to deal with it. So it's like, it's
but
only
Massachusetts
there.
Has weird blue laws to begin with. You still can't have a happy hour there. Like, there's, it's insane.
And as much as it costs, well, Boston's expensive. I don't know about the rest of Massachusetts. But, like, bro, all the money it takes to live here, I'm going to go ahead and do, you know.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. My cousins lived in Somerville. Right next door is Cambridge, where Harvard is. So it's much pricier neighborhood.
Right. And then you have these ridiculous rules.
Yeah. Yeah, just if you can hear my voice, trust me on this one. Forget Cambridge. Go over to Somerville. You go to Red Bones. You have fun.
A new study suggests that beans and rice didn't go as far as meat for post-workout muscle protein building.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, rice has no protein, first of all.
Right. I mean, Jesus, guys.
I get it if you don't eat meat, but it's hard to beat meat when it comes to protein.
And it's kind of known for that.
Red beans and rice, you can get it as a meal, but typically it's a side.
It's a side. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like refried beans, but I think if you go to any Mexican restaurant and you're like, I just want refried beans.
They'd be like, what are you doing? You need some protein.
Come on, weirdo.
This weekend, last weekend, I made some peppers and onions and threw in some kielbasa.
All right.
Right? Kind of put it, fried it all together. And then I put it on a bed of rice and beans.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so here's what I normally do, and here's how I'm going to change things up. I would normally ask you guys what the day is, or, you know, what the holiday of the day is. I know nobody actually knows, and I tell you what it is, and we're going to do a top 10 list. What I'm going to do instead, it is the national holiday of a certain type of popsicle. And I just thought, you know what, let's go through all the popsicles and see if you guys can figure out what national day it is.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So I found here the 10 best popsicles of all time. Number one is the one that holds the national holiday for today.
Fudgesicle. Let's see if,
no, I know what it is.
It's not a fudgesicle. Let's see.
I don't know today. I'm assuming it's got to be the Rocket Pop.
Okay.
I would say Otter Pop. Miles? Otter Pop.
Otter Pop. I like it. Okay. So here you go. Here are the 10 best popsicles of all time. Miles, you fall at number 10 with Otter Pops, the defining freezer pop with iconic characters like Louie Blue.
Oh, we know.
Sir Isaac Lime. These plastic sleeves are...
I know Sir Isaac Lime.
Madam.
And they caused everybody to cut the living daylights out of their friggin' cheeks.
We know a guy that got hit with them on stage.
Mm-hmm. I was there that night.
Oh, were you there?
Oh, Ricker that used to work here. He had like this whole crew of people he called the Otter Pops. And one time he was somewhere and he threw some off the stage. And not shockingly, he was at a bar event and some came back.
Fine.
This one, right. Somebody reminded me of the golden rule. Mike, you know this one. Never throw anything off a stage you don't want thrown back at you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And for the love of God, don't tell anybody not to throw something on the stage.
You definitely don't say that.
Yeah.
You might as well just say, throw your crap on stage.
How about the Rainbow Pop? A multi-layered rocket of fruitiness. It stacks up to 5 distinct fruity flavors, ensuring no 2 bites are exactly alike.
See, I assume that was a Bomb Pop. I'm not sure if I've seen that.
Rainbow Pop? Also, who bites a popsicle?
Well, eventually you have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, it's like a big cylinder. Yeah. I like those.
Right? They're good. They got a lot of different flavors in there. I suppose, you know what? I suppose I gnaw isn't the right word, but I shave them with my teeth.
Well, I'm just saying, if the four of us are sitting around, I don't think we need to just stare at each other in the eye. And
no, we have to.
Suck on these
very popsicles. Important.
Like, feel free to take a bite.
No, I'm sucking it and maintaining eye contact.
10 best popsicles of all time. Has anybody ever had those real fruit bars by Outshine?
Actually, those are delicious.
Those are fantastic. Yeah. They're wildly considered the best fruit bars available. They are beloved by critics because they're made up with actual fruit like strawberry, mango, pineapple, rather than artificial syrups. They've also got, I believe it's like a lime one. It tastes like it's a margarita that's just a little bit overly frozen. It's
are fantastic. They like the yogurt-based ones or no?
No. They're just like fruit bars, but all they're, right. Mike's right, they're so good. If you didn't look at the labeling, you wouldn't realize it's like just a kind of natural fruit bar. Okay. I'm sure they add other stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But like, I remember one time when I had COVID, like I went through like a box of this. I had a sore throat and it was so good.
Oh, yeah. It's a fruit puree that they then turn into a popsicle.
Okay.
And there's the whole thing is that you pass over it because it's the quote unquote healthy choice, the natural choice, the organic choice, whatever it is that you want to put in there. So you overlook it because you don't want to be that person. But then honestly, they're freaking outstanding.
They're delicious.
They're great. The classic. They go with the ice cream sandwich, which I don't know why that counts as a popsicle.
Is that a popsicle?
No, it's not a popsicle.
I mean, when I was a kid, that was my go-to without question.
You know what? This is also the AI definition. So they're going with ice cream truck treat here.
Okay.
Mary's vanilla ice cream with soft chocolatey wafers.
All right, yeah.
If it's going to include it, I'm glad it's all the way down at 7 because that was my go-to every time I hit the ice cream truck.
Always.
Loved it.
Yeah.
The firecracker. Popsicle and Blue Bunny both make the firecracker. They twin to the Bomb Pop, but with a slightly sweeter profile.
Yeah.
It's cherry lemon, blue raspberry flavors into vibrant summer staple.
I do remember, well, not for me, but my kids when they were younger. Over on Green Lake, my daughter, quote unquote, ran cross country, but the guy was smart enough that he always had the ice cream truck there, talking hundreds. Of little kids.
Yeah.
And this guy is always during the summer. And I mean, my man hit that music and that is what they wanted.
Okay.
Every freaking time.
The SpongeBob SquarePants Pop from Good Humor. It's a staple of modern childhood. It pairs fruity sherbet with gumball eyes that always melt into wonderfully goofy expressions. And also, I would, looking ahead on this list, I would count any other character popsicle that you get.
Sure. All right, I mean, when I was a kid, SpongeBob wasn't out yet. That didn't show up until like 99, 2000. But we had the Fat Frog.
You brought up the Fat Frog before.
Yeah, it was like same thing. It's like a frog head, but his nose was a piece of gum.
Okay.
I think when I was a kid, it was Sonic.
That makes sense as well.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Then it tastes like real frozen hedgehog.
Oh. What were you saying, Derek Ted?
I mean, I get Mike maybe didn't, but like, Miles Thrill, you guys never had a Fat Frog?
No. I didn't. Man, I'm not into fruit sweetie things.
Right. So like as a kid, I was taught because of my aunt was a dentist, you're not supposed to eat that kind of sugar. So I actually listened to her.
I never had a fat boy.
I never had a sweet tooth like that. I would get an ice cream sandwich, but I never was into popsicles.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the Fat Frog was really
good.
Yeah, I mean, part of it was his eyes because it was gum.
Mm.
I said nose, it was his eyes.
Number four on the list is, I feel like it's a niche flavor, and if you like it, you love it. I'm okay with it, but it's not my favorite. It's the genius union of an icy tart, orange outer shell, and a rich vanilla ice cream core.
I'm in.
The creamsicle.
Yeah, man. All right.
Oh, delicious.
That gets me.
I like that.
I have some in my freezer right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love those things.
See, to me, creamsicle was always a drink as opposed to a popsicle.
It is that as well, Mike. It's versatile. You
see
what I'm saying?
That's why a lot of people will buy orange sherbet.
Yeah.
It's because it has that kind of...
Yeah, creamsicle's delicious.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Steve, I believe it was you that said it. You come in at number three with the fudgesicle.
That is correct, Mike.
The ultimate chocolate fix, offering a uniquely icy cocoa powder profile that melts perfectly on a hot day.
And it looks like a gorilla finger.
Go!
That's why I like them.
Yeah. You know, the wife has been getting into making homemade ice creams, and her second attempt was a chocolate ice cream. And the recipe called for a decent amount of chocolate, and it came out, it was fantastic. It was just like a tub of fudgesicle is what it tasted like.
I'm down with that, man.
Dude, it was so awesome. I was a glutton with that crap.
I mean, at that point, you're just teetering on making a mousse.
Yep, I know. And it's great that your wife is making homemade ice cream. You are the beneficiary of that.
Oh, 100%.
Some people make sourdough bread.
Cookies and cream is my absolute favorite, so that was the first one that she made. And then she did it again. She made a second batch, but this time, Steve, you ready for this? She switched it up. She did those what are they called? The ones where they're like half vanilla and half chocolate Oreos in there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, game changer for the cookies and cream ice cream.
All right. Bring some of that S in, man.
You know what? Good call. I might have to get that done.
Surely it wouldn't melt in your hour commute.
Yeah, all right.
I'm okay with that.
I can figure it out. Figure it out. Number two on the list. I do love these as well. Strawberry shortcake bar.
They're not bad.
Strawberry shortcake bar is pretty solid. I feel like I was always a toasted almond guy.
Toasted almonds?
You never had the toasted almond Good Humor?
I have. Oh, it's okay.
It's right there next to the... strawberry shortcake.
Beside it.
Right there, Nick.
What are you doing?
The chocolate eclair. That was the one that I went for.
I feel like an outsider. I'm eating Fat Frogs and toasted almond bars.
You weird Maryland folk.
God damn.
And then the number one best popsicle of all time, and it is the national holiday of this particular popsicle. Any final guesses?
I'm sticking with Rocket Pop.
You might be right. I don't know.
Close enough. The original Bomb Pop is
the
what
bomb.
It is.
Okay. All right.
The undeniable king of the ice cream truck, the red, white, and blue missile delivers three distinct flavors of cherry, lime, and blue raspberry.
I will say this, though.
On the planet that hasn't had one of those here in this country.
I mean, with that list, though, his ice cream sandwich got in there. If I had the money, I want to say it was $1.25 or $1.50. Shout out to the Chipwich.
I was going
to
say the Chipwich, brother.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And like, I know
that's
now.
That's the bougie version of the ice cream sandwich.
Right, because they gotten even bougier. It's like Toll House makes a crazy good one.
Damn.
Oreo makes them. But sometime, I think last summer, I got a box of Chipwich, and I was like, this still might be the best one.
Yeah.
And they're also disgusting in their own right, yet I can't say no to them, the Choco Taco.
Whoa!
Yeah, you're right.
Why did you say they're disgusting?
Because, dude, it's a soggy, half stale taco shell with delicious
ice
cream.
It's a waffle cone.
It is. It's gluttonous.
I mean, I remember the first time I had one in like sixth grade. Blew my mind.
Life changer.
Yeah, seriously.
A man in Florida took a fall resulting in permanent damage, and the great promotions of Waffle House are to blame, Miles.
What was the promotion?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve a thrill hell to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ms. Rachna Gurjar of, man, I can't pronounce this place, in India. All you need to know is she's a popular social media influencer in India. And she rose to fame by showing off her cash and her jewelry and the rare stones and all this kind of thing. And she would do it on YouTube and a bunch of other social media platforms. Now, her whole shtick is that she's rich and enjoys showing off her material goods, right? So they show these stills. Okay. She has gold bracelets, necklaces, wads of cash, precious stones, all this. Yeah, her home was burglarized, and the thieves made off with pretty much all of her cash and jewelry and precious stones, plus other high-dollar items, thanks to her social media post. Oh, yeah. So she has all these followers. They kind of watch. She's like, I am so rich. Look at all the stuff I have. So they waited about a year, figured out where she lived based on what they saw outside of her window.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And keep in mind, they didn't just rob her house. She was home when it happened with her husband. They locked her and her husband in their bedroom while they were asleep. They woke up because they heard noise in the house and realized they couldn't get out of their bedroom. And by the time they finally got out of there, all that crap she'd been bragging about, gone.
I mean, that happens. Yeah. People can figure it out.
They can figure it out. Yes, they can. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, just going to contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.